Vivek and Trump recently shared the stage. Take a look.
Back with the people of the great state of New Hampshire, with thousands of proud, hardworking American patriots, which is what you are. As you know, last night we had a record-setting evening in Iowa. What a great place that is, too. The largest margin of victory in GOP history. Is that good? Is that good? He has a big, beautiful, bright future ahead. Vivek Ramaswamy. Come on up, Vivek. We're going to make this happen, and you guys know this well. You know this man. You know why we're here. Patriots across the state. We are in the middle of a war in this country. That's what this is. It's not a war between black and white. It's not between Democrat and Republican, even in a deeper sense. It's between the permanent state and the everyday citizen. Between those of us who love the United States of America and a fringe minority who hates this country and what we stand for. People behind Nikki Haley are pro-amnesty. They're pro-China. They're pro-open borders. These are the people that are backing her. They're pro-war. We don't want war. We got out of all the wars. We beat the hell out of ISIS. They're pro-Biden, right?
So, I can't lie. I think that that is a dream team. If I have to pick anybody to be a part of a ticket, as far as what I think would be a successful ticket by far, I think that it would be Trump and Vivek. And this has always, I think, been the play. I don't think that Vivek ever seen himself as actually being a president in this particular running, but I think that he's really, really setting himself up for a great future politically, and I think that this is definitely a winning ticket. I don't think you hear anybody talking about Biden right now. It's quiet. It's very, very quiet. It's very, very quiet on the Democrat side, and so it'll be interesting to see how this election plays out once it really starts to get ramped up. This is an unstoppable force. There's nothing you can do about this. Also, in quick hits, ladies and gentlemen, Walmart has decided to close multiple different stores, again, over in the California area, this time over in San Diego. Take a look.
Tonight, we have new information about Walmart's plan to close two of its San Diego stores. You wanted to know why they're shutting down, and CBS 8's Shannon Handy has been working for you to get some answers. She joins us live now from El Cajon with details. Shannon.
Yeah, Carlo, we first reported on these closures last week, but at the time, Walmart was releasing very few details. Tonight, however, the retailer tells us they're closing two locations, this one at Gateway, at Parkway Plaza, that is, in El Cajon, as well as their neighborhood market on Imperial in San Diego on February 9th, because the stores don't meet the company's financial expectations. At the Walmart neighborhood market in Sherman Heights, we saw a steady flow of customers coming and going Tuesday afternoon. People who live in the area say it's always busy here, so they can't understand why, after nearly 11 years in business, it's closing.
This is like the whole neighborhood store. I don't know what we're supposed to do.
Inside, signs have been posted announcing the store's last day, February 9th. We also noticed several empty shelves, including in the meat section where everything is 25% off. Once it shuts down, customers will have to travel further to shop. Many worry about that, as well as the added price they'll have to pay in doing so.
All these smaller stores are really expensive. They're like liquor / some grocery.
I just want to take a minute to acknowledge the background that he got over there. I just want to take 1 second to acknowledge the backdrop that we see in this video. That's literally what California is becoming, is that graffiti background that you see right there. It's got great weather, high taxes, but a phenomenal background it is.
So I don't know where they're going to go. I guess downtown. Albertsons downtown, no parking, really hard to get to.
This was so convenient. Albertsons is like an arm and a leg for what scares us for a leg.
It's the same sentiment in El Cajon, where the Walmart at Parkway Plaza is also shutting down. Here, the entire store is 25% off. I talked to people taking advantage of those deals while they still can.
I really don't like it. You know, it's like a family store to a lot of us. So, you know, now we got to find another Walmart on the other side of town.
We reached out to Walmart to ask why these two stores are shutting down. In a lengthy statement, a spokesperson explained the decision was made based on several factors. Among them, the store is not performing as well as the company had hoped, and they were unable to reach mutual lease renewals with the property managers. The spokesperson went on to commend the store's employees and acknowledge customers, saying, "We are grateful to the customers who have given us the privilege of serving them at our San Diego and El Cajon stores."
So essentially, Walmart is closing because they're not meeting financial expectations. Let me translate that for you guys. A lot of stealing, huh? Costs are too high. Margins are too low. People is out here finessing. And so now y'all can drive all the way to another store. Y'all creating food deserts for yourself. You didn't want to prevent the people from really holding up the... You know, remember a time where everybody was actually fighting against big box stores from coming into their neighborhoods? Now everybody is complaining because the big box stores don't want to be in your neighborhoods. Now you get what you wanted, right? Everybody used to say, no, we don't want Walmart. No, we don't want fast food stores. No, we don't want this. No, we don't want that. Okay, cool. Now you drove them out. And so now you have a food desert, and so you can come up with your own mom and pop stores. I know Tiffany Haddish had a little idea to open up a grocery store over in Compton. You can now have what you advocated for, what you voted for. Higher costs, higher prices. Instead of Walmart being low cost, low prices, you can have higher costs, higher prices. You ain't got to worry about it, right? So now you get what you want. Everybody used to be complaining about the fact that Walmart was coming into their city. Now you ain't got to worry about it. They're going to go ahead and go somewhere else. You can find your own food. You can go to the liquor store and get your meats. Anyways, last but not least, NYC and Eric Adams decided to hold LA, and he used Skid Row as an example of how New York City is so much better than LA, especially with regard to homelessness. Take a look.
Comparing New York and LA when it comes to homelessness, the mayor of the Big Apple says he's doing better than the city of Los Angeles when it comes to getting people off the streets. He made that comment during a news conference while holding up an image of Skid Row.
Tonight, KCAL News reporter Jasmine Veal is crunching the numbers for us from downtown LA.
His name is Scotty.
Covered in a sleeping bag, 45-year-old Daisy Sykes sat huddled next to her dog on a bench in downtown Los Angeles Thursday, blocks from Skid Row, where she's been homeless for the past year.
Where do you sleep at night?
Wherever I can. I don't really sleep at night because of the rodents.
She says she's tried to find housing.
I've been to LASA, and it doesn't seem like they are responsible.
Sykes is one of the tens of thousands of people living in the city of L.A. who are unsheltered.
Do y'all see what L.A. looks like? Look at this.
This is one of the tens of thousands of people living in the city of L.A.
Look at Los Angeles. Look at Escape from L.A. Look at Los Angeles. Have y'all ever went to Hollywood Boulevard? We'll get there.
L.A. who are unsheltered. On Wednesday, New York's Mayor Eric Adams took aim at that fact as he held up a photo of L.A. Skid Row during a news conference.
This is another city in America. This is what I saw when I was driving around the city January 1st, 2022.
Adams, who is facing slumping job approval ratings, used L.A. as an example of the progress he says he has made on cleaning up his own city's encampments.
Fires burning on the street, children out here. There are no toilets. You don't see this in New York.
There are more than 46,000 homeless here in L.A., and more than 32,000 of them are unsheltered. New York has nearly 90,000 homeless people, but just over 4,000 are unsheltered, making the problem so much more visible here.
But everything you said about L.A. And the pictures are accurate. They deal with them immediately as best they can.
Andy Bales, who ran the Union Rescue Mission on Skid Row.
So Eric Adams decided that he wanted to throw LA under the bus, as though New York is doing too much better. The only reason why New York don't have an influx of homeless people in there is because it's too cold. And so what happens is, when people want to live van life, or when they go bust in Vegas, or they lose their home, or because of, you know, the exorbitant cost over in LA, they stay out there because the weather is better. That's the only reason. It's the only reason why New York is not looking like LA. New York got a rodent problem. They got a homelessness problem. They got a migrant problem. They got their own problems to deal with. The last thing that he needs to be spending time on is focusing on what LA's problem is. He got his own set of problems, but we going to get there. We going to bring Eric Adams to the front of the congregation. Now, I do think that LA is an absolute dump. I'm not going to lie. When I went out there and I went and filmed for the Dr. Phil show, they put me up in this phenomenal hotel. I got to give them a lot of credit. They put me in this phenomenal hotel over on Hollywood Boulevard. And so I did a quick flight. I was doing turnarounds because I ain't got time to be playing no games. I'm there to work. I'm not there to go sightsee. But while I was there, I stepped outside, and a lot of y'all was familiar with what it is that I had going on at that particular time because I had to go and film. And so I was there with Jesse Lee Peterson and some other people. And I made waves, as usual. And I went outside, and I went and took a stroll down Hollywood Boulevard where they had all of the Walk of Fame and the stars, and it smelled like piss. I'm telling you, it was the nastiest, dirtiest, smelliest thing that I had ever seen in my entire life. Apparently, Michael Jackson is not the latest Michael Jackson. All of the Michael Jacksons on Hollywood Boulevard now is the Michael Jackson before he got his combs and his hair curlers and his straightener in his hair, because those was the hood Michael Jacksons. That was the old school Michael Jacksons out there. Every Hollywood Walk of Fame star looked like everybody had took a dump and a piss on it. All of the stores was trash. The police was all huddled up together to make sure that they stayed together, because they know as individuals they was going to be food and meat out there. It wasn't safe. It wasn't safe at all. So I wasn't impressed. I'm always looking forward to taking another trip out West Coast and seeing what's happening out here in these streets. But it was bad. It was very, very bad. It was a very bad situation. And so what you see on TV is not what you see in real life. Yeah, man, them Michael Jacksons was out of control. But that's your quick hits, ladies and gentlemen.